KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a direct with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. This being Wednesday night, RAG2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have them going to the RAG2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go from there. Evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, down there in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up Table Rock. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, he's in Piedmont. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK. That's Miss Kim, they're in Nashville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael, he's in Central. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net function on the repeater. Got all y'all in the log. Hope all y'all are doing well. Have any echo link stations up at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF section and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. If you would, please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West from Greenville County, be negative and negative, 73 all the net, tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Brawl and Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
4, NHB, Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. This is Danny, and Greg will be negative and negative. Third DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WT3M, Mr. David, down there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, he's over there in Inman. Sounding good as always there, Walt. You keep up the good work there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you're doing well. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, he's over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we got KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, down there in Greenville. I appreciate you being with us, Danny. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike Fru Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. For Norway, Texas, Quebec, and Simpsonville. We have around from the range of these. The roll call.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Yes. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4SMV, Dale, in Ellenboro. I'll be negative and negative, but good evening to you and Joy and then all on the net.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to M0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Preacher Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Good talking with you this afternoon for a little bit. Enjoyed that immensely. Also like to say good evening to KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Got an Echo Link station up. Let's grab these Echo Link stations real quick. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. No traffic, no rag queue, but no traffic and no rag queue. And do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message in there to Joy. Y'all take care. Stay warm down there in Greenwood. after the off, well, I got another, no, he's already checked in. I got another Echo Link station that just popped up, but he used a pre-net check-in, so I won't call for him. I won't get another one in the log. Going back to the Alphabet and the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And QOQF4 Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill and Copper. I'll be negative and negative.
QOS. Eddie's check in Kilo Charlie 4. Sierra Kilo Delta. Larry. Kilo Golf 4. Alpha Hotel Sierra. Rhonda. Both in Easley. No reg 2 and no traffic tonight, Gary. One night I'll have to check in and give you some rag to you, but I've been working on a car and it's just about ready to crash this evening. But I'd like to bring along my brothers by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. That's Randall. He's in Asheville. And Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. We're all doing okay. Hope you and everybody else is having a good evening. KC4SKD.
DOS. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4TRJ. Mr. Bill up there at Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal into the repeater, as always, from up there in Cowpens. Hope you're doing well there, Bill. Now, I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, Larry, KC4SKD, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Larry brings along his brother, Randall, in 9TEC. He's up in Asheville. And his brother Charlie, KF4 Golf Foxtrot. That's Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Hope you and Rhonda are doing well. Hope you're getting that engine put back together. Hope everything's going well with you there, young man. We'll have to get together. But y'all take care, stay warm, and stay dry. Then we got Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Can you please check in KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
DOS. Hey, Miss Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS. Hey, Joe. Gateway, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
LS?
Yep.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, hope y'all are well. Good evening to all on the net, no traffic, no comment.
LS? Okay. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. I'll be negative negative tonight, thanks.
Y4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJWM, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Dave, can I give you a call sometime? What time would be a good time to call you tomorrow? I got a little computer glitch here I need to talk to you about.
Anytime after, I'd say, about 10. I like to be there for the market open at 9:30, so a half hour after that, 10 o'clock or later in the morning would work.
Okay, bud, I'll give you a call after 10 in the morning. Can't get into that site to update it, the equipment stuff. It won't let me in. It won't go to the update page. I'll tell you about that tomorrow, though. But I'll give you a call after 10, Dave. Thanks for let me know that, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Then we got another Dave, which is my neighbor over here, KB2BYQ, and Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And then we got W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yep. Harry and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
For DOS. Kilo Alpha 4 Fox Trot Kilo Quebec. KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 Mile. Good evening, Gary. Good evening. No traffic, no round table.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Patrick, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. So you know what the door prize is there, buddy. But again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KA4FKQ, Mr. Jim. He's down there in 6 Mile. Appreciate y'all. You being with us, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And Jim, are y'all still doing breakfast down there on 6 Mile? Or breakfast or lunch or whatever it is, that little restaurant in 6 Mile?
KA4FKQ. They've got the Mexican restaurant, and they've also got a place called Out to Eat. But I usually go for a midday meal at the Mexican restaurant when I eat out, which is not all the time. But I'm not sure about the breakfast event, though.
They used to eat breakfast, not breakfast, lunch, I guess it is, over there Eat Out Place. I can't remember. The other one you named, the one, the Mexican restaurant. Used to be a bunch of hams get together over there for lunch on Fridays. I didn't know if they still did that.
And Jack and all that crowd. And I'll tell you where they used to show up also was at a place called Margaret's down there in Norris.
Yeah, now Jack was Jack was one of the instigators about that, I guess. But I do appreciate it. Now I'm gonna have to get back down there to 6 Mile. I hadn't been down there since Jack passed. But I got to get back down there. Beautiful little town and a lot of nice folks.
Yeah, when you think gonna be in the area at midnight, give me a holler. I'll meet you somewhere. It is pretty up here. Kind of smoky right now, bud.
Over these wildfires we've been having and that sort of thing, but if I get in the area, I'll give you a holler.
Roger, KI4DOS to the net, KA4FKQ. Appreciate you letting me in.
Appreciate you taking my logs here. Alrighty, let's see here. Where am I? I was in Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The patient group on Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm from Furnace Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative and send safety threes for each one of you.
Sound like you got that group to yourself tonight. JK4JFO, Master James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey. That's KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative. 73's the net. Thanks for calling the net.
Check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Middle Spring, North Carolina. I do have an item to remove from the blitz.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4OJW. That's Mr. Daniel down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin up there at Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. I'll be back to you to get your update item for the swap net here in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And then we got KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Harry, excuse my tardiness. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a little bit. Take us into the second shift. And I wish everyone a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope all y'all both of y'all are doing well over in Greer. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, where I thanks for all those folks that checked in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do. on the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got one that wants to update an item on the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. W4CWF, Mr. Colin, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
So ask W4CWF. Yeah, I need to remove the Yaesu G5400B azimuth and elevation rotator. It has been sold.
We'll remove that one, but you still got the 2-5 elements, Yagis and the M square, right?
I have those. Thank you. W4CWF.
Okay, Colin. I do appreciate it there, young man. Thank you much for letting me know. Do we have anyone else that we think they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's an HF transceiver. Would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. Would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's a HF transceiver. He has a microphone, a manual, a box, a power cord, and he would like $400 for it. Is anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an M squared, 2-meter, 70-centimeter satellite beam. It's about 2 years old. It's almost brand new, but 2 years old. But he would like $400 for it. Is anyone need any fields? Is for sale. Fella has 2 5 element 2-meter Yagi antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields?
4-4.
See, maybe your battery went down or something. I don't know, but try it again. We'd love to get you on the log. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an LDG 100 Pro. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It is for sale. It's an XTA 125D. That's a solid state QRP HF 2.6 meter amplifier. He would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Is for sale. These are more than one item, folks. This is like four different items. He has a Kenwood TS450S HF transceiver. He has a Motorola CDM1550LS, and then he has a Motorola CDM1250. One's a VHF and one is a UHF. And then he has an ICOM CR70. It's not right. It's an ICOM R71A receiver. And he would like $400 for the 3 transceivers and the receiver. $400 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. They would like $600 for it. Is anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 993B. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? is for sale. It's a manual antenna tuner. It's a 300-watt antenna tuner, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an Elenco 2-meter transceiver. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's a G5RV multi-band antenna. Works 10 through 80 meters. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta fan dipole antenna. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. He had said he had a couple of 2 or 3 25-amp power supplies. He would like $50 each for those. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 849. That's a power meter. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fails? And the guy on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu M90 desk mic. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fails? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight. And so that'll do it for the SwapNet for this week. Come back again. Maybe we'll have some more new stuff on one of these days soon. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to react you? Call KI4DOS. Tonight, that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
I4DOS, on the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, it's 9:43. I guess because of the swap net, we got into the second half hour. So we'll pick up a few later, I should hope. Anyway, today was a marvelous day. I mean, any day you're in the 70s, this time of year, well, you got to be thankful for it. There was a time there when the skies were the nicest blue color. Oh, you know, haven't seen that in a while. Clear, not a cloud in the sky, and this beautiful shade of blue. Well, so, Donna had many errands to run today. She was gone this morning, Bible study, and she was gone this afternoon, went to pick up our taxes from the preparer, and I guess we did okay. I don't know. She doesn't, you know, come through the door and say, oh, we got so much, or we owe so much, you know. It could be bad news. I don't know. but anyway, we had a nice meal, and to start the meal, we got into a conversation, and that's pretty rare. We're nice to one another, but it's rare that we just have a nice sit down conversation. And as you can imagine, she gets a little. What should I say? I can be long-winded. Is that a surprise to anybody out there? Well, probably not. And Donna's had to put up with it now going on 31 years. We'll have a 35th anniversary in May. Well, anyway, so we had a nice meal, and then I went back to the project that I've been working on for a while now, and I'll continue to work on it because I discovered even more that I had to do. It's the saga of digitizing some old format I found a new, not remembered by myself, but a new selection of even more. Well, it's good because I've tried every way I know to get a digital copy of these programs. They were aired back in the 90s over public radio. And I enjoyed them so much, and I just happened to find one, and then I went looking for the rest of them. And then I decided, gee, I'm going to digitize those so I can carry them around on, you know, all the things that you, well, you know, any computer and a phone and a tablet, and, you know, you can just play that music anywhere if it's digitized. But a cassette tape, no, that takes a special machine, and they're getting long in the tooth. I've got several of them, and some work and most don't. So I thought, gee, you better get those into something that you can continue to listen to, you know. So I started on that, and the day ended not that long ago. KK4JPQ.
Had an absolutely beautiful day today. It beats Tuesday all to pieces. I was a little chilly on Tuesday, but it was a beautiful day today. I had to get out and go run a few errands myself. I had to go over to the dump and throw away some trash and that sort of thing, and then go to the store and pick up a couple items, so I know about the running of the errands and that sort of thing. I'm glad Miss Donna got her Bible study done, and I was just thinking that, yeah, I said, this Wednesday, so Donna has probably gone to do the handbells and, you know, for practice and that sort of thing, but I guess she did that today. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me about that in a little bit. But digitizing those tapes and things, you know, you and I can remember not too long ago, you know, everything was on vinyl. You know, we had record players, had 45s and 78s and 33s and all kind of different speeds and that sort of thing. And then, oh gosh, then we got the different types of tape players. Of course, years ago we had reel-to-reel tape decks as well, which we put a lot of music on and that sort of thing. I had a reel-to-reel, had a technique reel-to-reel. I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, it's gone. But it had a lot of my vinyl music I had put on it, and so it does take some time going from one format to another. But now, you know, then they had 8-tracks and cassettes, and then they came out with CDs and the MP3 players, and now all they do is stream everything. So we have seen quite a selection of ways to preserve our music, have we not?
Indeed we have, and you left out a few there. And I was crazy about it, you know, and had it on everything, including one of the few that you left out was mini disc. That was popular in the late 90s. I think it was by the turn of the century, the one we're in now, that was over. And that's if you can find out a history of that. I've read it a couple of times and heard it spoken a couple of times. It is fascinating, the history of the mini disc. Sony and JVC, I think, came together to develop that, and they had to sell it then, and they had to sell it at a big price. I mean, just the least expensive one, those things were $600 at the time, and that's big money. or it was at the time. So it was slow to take off here in the States, but in Japan, it really took off. And that kept them going with that format for a while. They were up and down with it and made little personal, you know, there were big sit-on-a-shelf type recorders and that kind of thing. But also, there were, you know, Sony developed the Walkman for compact disc, the music you could carry around with you. Well, they did the same thing with the mini disc. Donna has handbells on Monday night. She's the handbell director, and they do such a beautiful, it's an ensemble. It really deserves that fancy name. I really enjoyed it. I've attended several of her public performances, retirement communities, and other churches, and of course then performs at our own church from time to time on special occasion. I'm sure they're all practiced up for the biggest celebration of the year, which is Easter. A lot of folks think Christmas is the biggest thing in the church. Well, it is big. It is important. But the most important thing about that particular life was the death, and that is Easter. And that's just right around the corner now. So they've been practicing and practicing. Tonight was choir. We have what they call a senior choir. If you're ever in a group called senior anything, well, there was a time that I sang in that choir. And I wasn't terribly happy with the fact that they called us all senior members of the choir. They didn't have any other choir at the time. In the meantime, we did have developed a youth choir. So now it makes sense, if that makes any sense. Oh, boy. But the saga of the compact or the cassette tapes led me into a thicket. You know, it's a rabbit hole, but you got to go through the thicket first. So I had all of this equipment in the bonus room, and it's all legacy stuff. Things that weren't connected to one another and hadn't run in a while. And the terrible thing is that the remotes that accompany these things were all together in one place, I hoped. And so I was challenged to put a stack in that had the little cassette tape players as well as an amplifier to coordinate everything and to hear what you're doing, and then connect that to a computer. It's a mishmash. It works, and it does a fine job. But the center of all that is the amplifier. Everything runs through the amplifier, and if you do any synchronizing of one format over to another format, it goes through the amplifier. And I had what I thought was a decent amplifier, but I cannot. I simply cannot find the remote. I didn't think, it has lots of buttons on the front. I didn't think that was going to be a problem. But as I worked with it, it is essential in this case. And maybe you remember that too. There were some devices sold that if the remote went south or got lost or broken or something, you had to get another remote. Because the thing wouldn't work as it should. The remote wasn't simply to control it from a distance. The remote had lots of buttons, lots and lots of buttons. And I found that to be a new television and sound system. We retired our amplifier. So that was a second possibility. And I exchanged those today, swapped out the better amplifier. for one that I knew would work. That's all I needed to do. It's like a train station. It's where everything stops and starts. So that worked out fine. I did have the remote for that. But then I found that all of these pieces, the turntable and the equalizer and the various other boxes, I'll just call them boxes, they all need power. And this room is serviced by one branch of the electrical box. You know, it's intended to be, I think, a bedroom mostly. So I'm sure that's a 15-amp circuit. Well, this stack of things, the saving grace is that I won't have everything on at once. But I've got to be careful about my amperage use. You can get wires hot when they carry an overload, and then it throws the breaker and such as that. I don't want any of that business. KK4JBQ.
That's right. That you can't overload a circuit, and it didn't get the copper in there. I hope it's copper. It could be aluminum, and you know, that's even worse. you don't want to overload that at all. Anyway, you can start a fire if you don't trip the breaker first, or if it doesn't trip quick enough, or whatnot, and that sort of thing. So it's good to be careful about it. It really is. But no, it's a good thing that everything doesn't have to run at once. But you do have a lot of things that are running at one time. And you don't want to overload the circuits and that sort of thing. In here in my ham shack, I've got, I don't know how many outlets I've got. I've got several around the room. But it's on a couple of different circuits, which is a good thing because I've got a bunch of stuff plugged in. Oh, gosh, all kinds of stuff plugged in. But there again, I don't use everything at one time. And so it's not pulling that much amperage, which is a good thing, I guess. Everything kind of stays sort of, it don't get hot or anything like that. So I don't have to worry about that. But you say changing out the amplifier got straightened your problem out. Is that what I understood you to say?
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear enough about that. The better amplifier, and this is a legacy amplifier, it has lots of bells and whistles that were, you know, excellent, very excellent. This amplifier probably cost over $1,000, but that was, I think it's about 18 years ago, right? So it's not up to date at all, although it is pretty video-centric, and it has the dot one is the subwoofer, if you have one of those. But it's five channels, audio plus subwoofer. And I think it's 9+1 also. So you can have speakers like all over the place and use this amplifier. And its total output wattage is 500 watts. That's just, you know, outrageous. But to run that thing, you just simply cannot do it without the remote. The simplest thing can't be completed without the remote. What a way to design something, you know? And to tell you the truth, I didn't remember that being the case. So I fiddled that thing for hours. And I'm sure when I bought it, it was an eBay purchase some years and years ago. Probably it was around 19 years ago vintage, but maybe 8 years ago I purchased it on eBay. And I don't remember if I ever got a remote, to tell you the truth. How was I going to know that was so important to have? Well, it's been long enough now that information about that particular model is very skimpy on the net. You know, not everything that ever existed is on the net. Things do pass into oblivion after a while. I have heard people say that everything that ever was digital is available on the net. Well, how big do you think the net can get before it falls from its own weight? How bloated to find anything. But I found the remote, and it is sizable. That is to say, I found it online as a picture of it. Oh, gosh. I hope I didn't throw you off track there. I found a picture of it. So I know one exists, and I know it. I can turn it on, and I can get the tuner, which is all inside that box. I can get the tuner to work so I can receive radio stations, and it, you know, it works, but I can't connect other things to it. These outboard boxes, I'll call them, the tape players and the equalizers and the stuff like that, can't do that. And of course, all of this is going to have a box in which I already have a box to connect the sound system to the computer to do the digitizing. Anyway, it's a bigger project. I should be finished with this by now, but I haven't even started. It was a bigger project than I had anticipated. This can happen. Especially if you incorporate old things, you know, take 20 years, 25 years of technology and try to make it all work together, it is a chore. I wouldn't discourage anyone that was interested and had, you know, a purpose. I have a purpose to do this, and part of it's preservation, but also another is just hearing this when I want to. It's why I took the trouble to tape it over the radio broadcast to begin with. I thought maybe it's so good. I thought maybe I might want to hear it again, and here I am. I want to hear it again. The gentleman that Mike Flynn is the gentleman who was the originator and the host of that program, and he isn't in the business anymore, and that is a defunct, it's called the Folk Sampler. It's all folk music, great stuff. Artists that I'd never heard of, doing songs that I just, you know, that grabbed me. There was one about an Alice Chalmers. Now I'm gonna ask you, and you should know what an Alice Chalmers is. KK4JBQ.
AOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Yes, Larry, I know what an Alice Chalmers is. matter of fact, let's see, my brother-in-law has one up there, and I have done quite a bit of stuff with it. It's a real nice tractor.
And since, you know, I feel a little bit guilty, I have to say, for anyone that's listening here, I haven't spoken much that has any connection with amateur radio. You asked me about my day, and it's not, you know, centered on amateur radio. While that's a hobby that includes a thousand things, different ways you can be, that you can involve yourself in this hobby, for certain. This is not that. And an Alice Chalmers is not that either. But in a way, and I will stretch it this far, in a way, I have to recall Mr. Ray and his tractor, his garden, and in his memory, I just have to say that I miss him. I miss him so much. You two would, and did, entertain many of us out here in the springtime when planting was approaching, and talk about your gardens and your endeavors. He was into bees, and for a while you were into bees. So it's always good to talk about someone. It's a blessing to me to remember him. KK4, JPQ.